Time to talk some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks, our correspondent here on the Sideline View and, of course, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. How are we doing, mate?
Morning, everybody. Good morning, everyone listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au. I'm going well, mate. I'm going well.
Wicksy, we're talking Super Rugby now. Mighty performance by the Waratahs defeating the Highlanders, I would say convincingly, in New Zealand.
Yeah, last-minute try made it look a little bit closer than what it really was. Interesting to see that Jude Holway was out and Lachie Swinton continues to be out. But Michael Hooper got dumped on his head, and Sam Gilbert, the fly half for the Otago Highlanders, he'll most probably just get a slap on the wrist, but he should be getting months for that.
Yes.
It's been quite prevalent in the New Zealand side, spear tackling guys instead of cloning them out, and they've got to have a look at that. Also, of course, the Ray White Brumbies can feel a little bit unfortunate. I know there's been abuse in other sports, but you've got to call it out too. Sometimes, you know, we'll get stuck into the players, but sometimes the referees make mistakes as well, and I thought the Brumbies had a dominant scrum over the Blues, but we can say that both the Waratahs and also the Brumbies have a great opportunity of actually winning the title. That is the Harvey Norman Super Rugby Pacific, of course. We do have a little bit of fun this weekend with it, as we have on Friday night, a bit of a semi-final sort of vibe there, with the Canterbury Crusaders up at Queensland Reds at 5 o'clock. Then we have the Drua up against the Waikato Chiefs. That'll be at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So the Mahoma Pacific side in Auckland take on the Ray White ACT Brumbies at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, all for all those games being on stand. And then the New South Wales Waratahs take on the Auckland Blues, which should be a ripping game. If the Waratahs can win, they may be able to squeeze themselves into fifth or fourth. But that'll be at Leichhardt Oval. You can get your tickets through nsw.rugby and be part of that. Wouldn't surprise me if Auckland rests a bunch of guys having won 12 games in a row. Of course, Saturday night after that, the Western Force finish off their season as they take on the crew there from the Wellington Hurricanes. And finally, on Sunday afternoon there, the Otago Highlanders finish off their year there, and with the Melbourne Rebels down there in Melbourne at the Amy Park. So some interesting times. We'll talk more about the top four next week. I think it's a bit of a farcical thing having a playoff system where everybody can get knocked right in the first week.
Yeah.
But we'll worry about that when we get to that next week.
Fingers crossed that we get a decent referee. Otherwise, I do not like the Waratahs' chances. And finishing off, what is happening with our local game here in the Upper Hunter?
Yeah, big weekend, of course, Saturday afternoon. Got a big day as the Mugule Mori Wirrawallas head to Scone to take on the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. Should be a couple of fascinating games. Had a chat with Callum Drysdale, who's the second grade coach of the Bulls, and they're pretty excited to make the biggest trip in the game. A couple of losses, a couple of undefeated sides got beaten in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership on the weekend, with the Santos Narrabri Blue Boars just getting beaten 29-24. Over the Potawatomi Pirates, and of course we've got a bit of fun there where Gunnedah was beaten as well, the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils by the Inverell Highlanders in what is a very long trip as well. Of course, the Highlanders have come back really well in Fellas, and also their juniors via the Friday night comp have been fantastic as well. But big game Saturday, of course, as another one, is the Lorenz Gunnedah Red Devils up against Potawatomi Pirates. Part of that on Friday night, as far as that North West Regional, we're going to see Richard Toms come up. His charity there is Guns Out for Tomsey, so
right.
Google search that, and also, of course, Hearts in Union. He sadly, broke his back playing football, of all things, in the over-35s around about 2 years ago, but he's coming up for awareness for that. And also, while we've got some fantastic games there in the Newcastle comp, this weekend, of course, we've got the Lake Macquarie side taking on Nelson Bay, Southern Beaches are away to uni, and Hammond Hawks also playing against Wanderers. Well, Mirror the Carlton take on the Singleton Bulls, so that should be a fantastic game. One of the women's there, Uni, takes on Madawi. We've got also Wanderers taking on Hamilton Hawks, and Mirror the Carlton are away to Maitland. And if that isn't enough, you, of course, in our what is known as the Piddington Cup, University take on Madawi, Griffins take on Easts, and also the Pacalvin Reds are at home there at St Philip's Christian School against Cooks Hills. Speaking of which, just remember, Scripture Union Rugby Camp is on in Tamworth between the 2nd and the 5th of July. Just Google search that, and we should hopefully have the guest next week for you as to who is there. But, Harvey Norman Super Rugby, going to be interested to see how it all washes itself out. We've got the Under-20s tournament. It's going to be held in the Southern Hemisphere. That's going to be at Sunshine Coast. And we've also had a Bill Court Wallaroos side selected. They're off next week to play in a 3-4-way tournament over there in New Zealand before the Women's World Cup. So there's plenty on, and we'll talk a little bit more about that this weekend. But big times, should be some fun when it comes to rugby, and you'll get it all on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Indeed, we are contractually obligated to not talk about Southern Districts in the Shoot Shield, otherwise Wixie just might not join us for the Sideline View. But we do appreciate your time this morning. Thanks, mate.
No worries, mate. We'll bounce back.